The practice of not putting on tefillin in Shachris, it's mentioned here in Shulchan Aruch Tav Kuf Nun Hey, and in Mincha we put on tefillin, and then we make a bracha on the tefillin that we put on. So Mishnah Berurah writes here at Sivkot Nun Hey that one should be nizar not to read in Mincha the Parsha of Kriyat Shema. And someone asked me before about the Parsha of Kadesh. That's based on the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says not to do it. Because, in effect, if one says Kriyat Shema now, it's similar to the Mishnah in Brachos, where the Mishnah says, HaKori L'Achar HaZman K'Kori BaTorah. It's as if one is simply reading the Torah, and Talmud Torah is also Kol Hayom. There's no head to have Talmud Torah. But I heard, and my practice is not like that, Rav Chaim Brisker, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, his minog was on the contrary. He was makbid to say Kriyat Shema Dafka when he put on tefillin in Mincha Tisha B'Av. And based on the Gemara in Brachos, Kol HaKorei Kriyat Shema B'lo Tefillin, Ki Lameid Et HaShekher Ba'atzmo. So that's my practice. I'm not telling you what to do. That's what I've done all the years. And some here will say, but it's not in sync with the Mishnah Berurah. Rav Chaim Brisker can be cholik on the Mishnah Berurah, and many other poskim can be cholik on the Mishnah Berurah as well. And there's a lot to say on this topic as well, but I'm not sure that you're ready to handle lumbus. And you'll tell me, I violated what I just said, that Talmud Torah is also Kol Hayom, but it's almost Shkia. So perhaps in another 2 minutes we'll be able to do it. So maybe we'll even start. The Goyin has in Maseches Brachos, and that's Sugya, and Daf Yudalam Mebeis. And this is the issue. It comes up often, actually. A person says Kriyat Shema without tefillin, and let's say afterwards he gets tefillin. It's not unusual that sometimes a person is not able to daven because he forgot his tefillin, and everyone else is davening, and then after davening, they're going to give him tefillin. And now, the question is any maila to saying Kriyat Shema now? Once he puts on tefillin after davening, well, no, perhaps there's no maila whatsoever. Because he already said Kriyat Shema, and the Kriyat Shema he said during davening, it's true he wasn't wearing tefillin, but in effect, what's the toeles of Kriyat Shema that is not being yetzei dechavasa? He's not fulfilling his mitzvah with the Kriyat Shema he's saying now. So the Goyin in Brachos asked this question, Chidush Agro, and the Gro says it's totally on the Gemara here in Brachos, Ayuzerach, the Gemara, Daf Yudal Mebeis. The Gemara has several reasons why this din is operative. Why is it that someone who says Kriyat Shema without tefillin is tantamount to Eidu Shekem? According to one man, Yomar, Ula, Kriyat Shema below tefillin is Kameid Eidu Shekem. Therefore, you can't be misakin anything. I already said Kriyat Shema, so think I'm going to say Kriyat Shema now when I put on tefillin afterwards. You're not able to effect any kind of change at all in that which you did. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he has a very fascinating analogy. He says, Kol HaKorei Kriyat Shema below tefillin, Kol HaLovish tefillin below Kriyat Shema, it's like someone who brings mincha without nesachim. You bring a cup of mincha. Cup of mincha is accompanied by nesachim, by libations. And he didn't bring nesachim, which means it's not osa. But it just means that the Kriyat Shema was not, the kiyum mitzvah was not behidura. You wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah actually, b'shleimusa, behidura, b'shechlula. So that you can be mekayim, that hidur, by saying Kriyat Shema b'tefillin afterwards. So the Goyin says it's totally on that machlokes between Ul and Rabbi Yochanan regarding the specific issue that I just mentioned now. So here in Tisha B'Av, the minig is to put on tefillin on mincha, and once again, my minig is to say Kriyat Shema b'tefillin, because otherwise you have a problem of Kol HaKorei, Kol HaLovish tefillin below Kriyat Shema k'lamei de d'shekel. Mishnah Berurah, as I indicated, indicates otherwise. And the question one could ask again is, okay, but according to what I just said, I will now ask on myself. Since I already was yotzei the chiyuv of Kriyat Shema, I said Kriyat Shema in the morning, what toelos is there in the second Kriyat Shema that I'm saying now, especially it's after this man Kriyat Shema? What possible tikkun did I effect by saying Kriyat Shema? Mishnah Berurah says, I'll read the Lashon of Mishnah Berurah again, Tav Kuf Nun Hei Sivkot Nei, that you should be nizer shalolikos pasuk Kriyat Shema, dari ka'esu rak ka'koyer batera, v'talmud Torah also kol hayom. That's not Mishnah Berurah. One second, let me just say what I want to say. You probably want to say it too. Go ahead. Oh, that's one posh of the Teretz. But beyond that, according to the Rambam that I mentioned a moment ago, that the question is, what the nature of this halacha? Is it a kiyum in tefillin or a kiyum in Kriyat Shema? Yesh lachkar. That's a whole arichus. And the Rambam seems to be mashma, the Lashon Rambam, it's a kiyum in tefillin. So even though I already was yotzei the chiyuv of Kriyat Shema, but after the zman Kriyat Shema, it's still called the chetzer of Kriyat Shema. And even after the zman of Kriyat Shema, the Gemara says, lo hifsid habrachas, Mishnah. And Machaber calls it in Shulchan Aruch. You didn't lose out on the brachas. You have to say the brachas with the Kriyat Shema, so the Beis Yossi brings down over here. So even though it's true that the Kriyat Shema, you should say Bizman in the right time. But even after Bizman, it's still called the Chetzer Kriyat Shema as far as the brachas is concerned. So here also, when you say Kriyat Shema, even though you're not making the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, because that you already did, but the Chetzer of Kriyat Shema it certainly is. And as far as the Kiyum of Tefillin, that you should read Kriyat Shema together with the Tefillin, it's enough that's a Chetzer of Kriyat Shema. And therefore, that's the, so either you work with the Kavanah angle that you mentioned, or perhaps with what I just said now, and that will take care of the problem. Again, I'm not telling you what to do, unless you don't necessarily, I assume everyone here follows every jot and tittle of the Mishnah Berurah. They probably learned the entire six lines of the Mishnah Berurah and know it Baal Peh. So assume you are in that category, then in a Chanami, then you should follow the Mishnah Berurah. But otherwise, Lufi Ani Vizdaiti, that there's a basis of saying Kriyat Shema, which I've done for probably my entire life. I'll just mention another issue, which also is on the docket, and that is the issue Mishnah Berurah quotes in Tavcha Vav. He mentions that when Tisha B'Av falls on Thursday, so then, as far as Kiddush Tovan is concerned, you say it on Motzei Shabbos. That's a claw Mishnah Berurah. The question is, what is the minhag of Klal Yisrael? The minhag of Klal Yisrael seems to do it tonight. That seems to be the minhag of Klal Yisrael. I, by the way, never did it at 10 o'clock at night when the Tisha B'Av falls out on Thursday, or any other Tisha B'Av, that matter, that I never did in my life. What we did was, in every shul I've been in, we had actually people brought their shoes for mincha, and they daven mincha. Of course, they daven the second mincha, not the first mincha, because of birchas kohanim, which is the proper thing to do. I'll get to that in a second. And now I'm going to have a chance to vent my spleen. I may as well do it. Anyway, so the so Kiddush Lavana is essentially, what we did was, we offered ragalach and something to drink, and people brought their shoes, and they said Kiddush Lavana right then, the problem with the 10 o'clock appeal is that half the people don't come, probably three quarters don't come, and therefore they don't say Kedesh Levana B'chalal, so you're Machshel Rabbim, essentially, that's how I see it. Okay, you can disagree with me, and obviously the shul disagrees with me, and a lot of things that disagree with me. Let me get to the Minchan of Tainis, while I'm at it. The Gemara in Tainis, Dav Chavav, and Rebeis, the Gemara says, Ha'inna, my time of Parsi Kohani, Yedaya B'minchan of Tanisa, why do we have Bichas Kohanim on a Mincha of a Tainis? We pass a Gab Yossi. Mincha does not the siyas kapayin. The Gemara says clearly, pasna locha like that in Shulchan Aruch. The reason is because of a gzeira, mincha v'yom ha-tainis, otu mincha d'sha'a yomin. The Gemara says, shricha shichvus, because people used to drink, and they didn't drink water. They drank, shall we say, hard mashke. And therefore, as a result, they might become shikr. So Chazal will go there, that even on the yom ha-tainis, where you don't, no one's drinking, but they will go there because of a mincha of the rest of the days, where there might be a possibility of shichvus, so therefore, we don't have the siyas kapayim. But the Gemara says that the reason why we do it here, because then we have a second minyan, Baruch Hashem, that since the Gemara says, the lashon of the Gemara here is the following. Samach l'shkiyas hacham kaparsi ki tfilas ne'ilah damya. The Gemara says it's similar to ne'ilah. Ne'ilah also, we have the siyas kapayim. I mentioned a few times, Rav Soloveitchik said that when he came to Boston, he was taken aback because in Europe, in Chasovich, in White Russia, where he grew up, with his father was the Rav, in the Lubavitcher Shtot, so there the minhag was to finish the Ilah before Shkia. And then between Shkia and Seis, they said the entire Tehillim for about an hour. They said Tehillim. That's actually, I saw that minhag myself when I was a youngster, when I was a kid growing up in the Bronx, New York. Not in Chasovich, not in White Russia, but in the Bronx, New York. We said Tehillim actually between Nila, and this way you could have Bechas Kohanim, which has to be by day. It's a Mishnah in Megillah Daf Chof, that there are a number of items that have to take place by day, and that's one of the items, Bechas Kohanim. So what happened was that in Boston, he arrived there. He thought he was going to introduce that minhag, which he did. And they said, Nila, finished it at Shkia. And then everyone quickly ran out and went into their cars and went home. And Rav Soloveitchik was horrified, horror-stricken, because he was Machshel the Rabbim, they were Mechal Yom Kippur. He said he never recovered from that incident. And then he realized after that he can't do it that way. And then you have all kinds of other mechanisms and all kinds of other methodologies how to go about making sure that Nila is finished not at Shkia, but rather at Seisa Kachovim, and you can still do Bechaz Kohanim Bayom. You either turn everything upside down, that the Mishnah Berurah already presents such a methodology, or you say Avinu Malkeinu for an hour. There are different mahalchim that different shuls have regarding this matter. I'm sorry?
We do both mahalchim together.
Well, you're machmir, you're very machmir, Baruch Hashem. I follow Korach Teateri Odif in general. But the Gemara said that since you're next to Shkia Sachama, the Gemara says it's Kine'ilo Damya. It's like Ne'ilo. So the Gemara's Mashma, the Iker's man of Tilas Mincha and Atainis is B'Sof Hayom. Klo Gemara. So what people do generally, so in my other shuls, even though it's true we did have a minyan an earlier minyan because there were those who were elderly and the light couldn't come back, but the primary minyan was before mincha, and namely right before shkia. That's the main minyan that we have for mincha. Gemara, I don't understand bechlal the whole of mahalach, and also people don't have bechas kohanim, even though when there's a shul nearby that has bechas kohanim, they hold there in Bnei Brak, and they follow the minhagim of Bnei Brak. The only shul in the entire Beit Shemesh that does that, I actually went checking to see, so I never understand that mahalach as well. I spoke to the Rav about it, and he obviously did not agree with me. He thinks he is in Bnei Brak, okay? He's sadly mistaken from many perspectives. Whatever the case is, so the fact of the matter is that here, that mincha should be daven dafka, the second mincha, both for reasons of brichas kohanim, as I said, and also because that's the ikar mincha, that's the mashmos of the Gemara in Tanya. It's a pretty clear Gemara that you see. Now, another issue, I was going to talk about this by Rikos, I don't think I'll have enough time. I understood from people who actually came from Europe, they told me that in Valojin, the minig was on Tisha B'Av, when they said Nachim, they said Bonei Yushalayim. They did not say Menachim Tzion or Bonei Yushalayim. Then I checked, and that seems to be the minig Agro and the minig in Valojin. What's the reason? Because the Gemara has a principle in Brachas Memtes and Chais Mem Bishtayim. That's a very important principle in Halacha, that a chasim of a bracha cannot have two themes. Now, the same issue is raised by Rishonim with reference to Malchus, Zichus, and Shefus. The Mishnah has in Rosh Hashanah, Machlokes Tanoim, exactly, we know they're supposed to be in general, the Shemoneh Esrei and Musa always has seven brachas. We add 3, 7 plus 3 equals 10. However, Chazal, Kabbalah, 9 brachas. So we had to combine 2 of them. That's a Mig Machlokes Tanoim, 3 different shitas in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. So the Rishonim has the Kasha, the Ramban, and the Rashba, and the Ritva, and the, everyone in town has the Kasha. We end with the following bracha. Melech HaKol Aretz, Mekadosh Tisov, Yom HaZikaron. So again, we have 2 themes. Melech HaKol Aretz, Malchios. Mekadosh Tisov, Yom HaZikaron is the theme of Kedush Sayom. We combine the Malchios with Kedush Sayom. Why don't we say in Chosim Bishtayim? So all the Rishonim answer, no, because on the contrary, that is the theme of the day. The Kedush Sayom, Dafka Rosh Hashanah, is Malchios. Expresses itself through this idea we're recognizing Hashem as sovereign king of the universe. Now the question is, what about here? Menachem Tzion, the Bani Yerushalayim. The Pasha says, it's in Chosim Bishtayim. So over the years, Soloveitchik was noeg to say Bani Yerushalayim. That was his minog. And there are briskers who also do that. And I have here a little difficulty because of all kinds of reasons, switching and changing, etc., etc. But this is also, there's no gap to another issue, which is discussed by the Ramah, I think in Tov Kuftan Zayin. Ramah discusses another halacha regarding someone who has to eat on Tisha B'Av. So what's the din? So the halacha is, he says, Nachim in Birchas HaBozen. He has to say Nachim in the Birchas HaBozen that he's going to eat that day. Yachronim actually understood that because it becomes like the main Amora. Just like, for example, the person who eats Yom Kippur, he's compelled to eat Yom Kippur. He has to say Yalav Yavo. Again, it didn't mean Amora. The Gemara has twice in Shas, Gemara in Brachas, and Gemara in Sukkah. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. He has the Gemara v'chibay Yom v'baruch Maso v'alay v'yom v'baruch Maso. V'chol Yom Yom tein lo mein v'chaysav. It's a din of Ein Amora that you have to introduce the Ein Amora in the Shemoneh Esrei. Here also in Birchas HaMozen, the Shari Tshuva over there has a whole pikpuk about it. And I heard from Rav Soloveitchik. He said once in the name of his uncle, Rav Menachem Kolkovsky. He had an uncle, Rav Menachem Kolkovsky, wrote a famous sefer, Avodas HaMelech. That's a beautiful sefer on Hilchos Tshuva and Hilchos Yisrael Torah, Hilchos Deos. So Rav Menachem Kolkovsky held that what the intention apparently is that you now, instead of beginning the third bracha with the bracha of Rachem, you say the nusach of Nachem. That was his idea, because that becomes the theme of the day. You know, the Balamar is a famous shita. Balamar holds that we say every Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, Ma'ariv, Shachris, Mosav, Emincha, 9 brachas. Imagine if we were to do that. Wow, it would be catastrophic in terms of the what people would call here a Tichat Tzibura. It's not a Tichat Tzibura, obviously. That becomes the Matbea Shel Bracha, 9. Why Dafka Mosav? Why should we limit it to Mosav? That's the Balamor. But the other Rishayim, Lachia, Cholik Anim, the Ramban, other Rishayim, that needs a separate shir. Anyway, whatever the case is, so that's why we only do it in Mosav. But here, as I said, that the idea of the main Amora of Nachim becomes part of the Matbea Shel Bracha, and therefore the Chura, it should be said, as I mentioned, that the Mishnah Berurah writes actually even Birchas HaBozen. I was going to talk about the issue which needs a lot more discussion. I'll just do it very briefly. Namely, Yadua, that Nachim became very problematic once the state of Israel was established. What's the problematica? The language of the Bracha, where it says here, Habzuya, Hachareva, Vashomema, and it spells it out. It describes Yerushalayim as being a city that is desolate, a city that is bezuya, Rachmanu Litzlan, and a city that's Charevim will leave one there. Kilo, no one is living in the city of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is one of the largest populated cities in Eretz Yisrael. So there are two issues over here. One is the issue of Dei B'Shkarim. Rishonim are very bothered by that issue, Dei B'Shkarim, when it comes to davening. You have to be very careful not to engage in any kind of sheker when you daven. So some held that this is considered to be a Dei B'Shkarim. There are many. The one who really thought he was going to change and effect a major change in the tefillah was Rabbi Gorin, Zecher Lebracha, when he was the chief rabbi of the state of Israel, and he actually changed in his, I happen to have his nusach of his siddur, he changed the lashon, but he wasn't the only one. There were others as well who also agreed with him. There was a very chashuv talmid chacham in Tel Aviv, the Rav of Tel Aviv, Rav Chaim David Alevi. I was lucky to meet him a number of times in my life in the 70s. Aser l'charav. He has many, many tshuvas. There also he writes in his tshuva of a similar nature. He actually changed it somewhat differently. He said, Shehoya chareva, v'hoya b'zuya, v'hoya shomeima. It just says the tense. It used to be b'zuya chareva shomeima, and now, Baruch Hashem, it's very built up, banui, and the like. And Rav Nochem, Rabbi Nobis, Hagoyin Aracha Minoza, Shir Malei Adumim also. I discussed it with him also a number of times. And as well, there were different types of changes that actually were made. Now, the reason why I thought that was quite a logical thing to do. However, once I heard the Rav speak about this, and he spoke about it very, very passionately and very forcefully against it, so that was the end of the whole discussion. And he had several issues that he raised in the course of it. I'll just mention by way of introduction to this issue, he was not happy with all types of, I guess I'll call them interpolations that people actually created. It was very common in the days when I lived in the United States, maybe still today, that people, when the Congress began its session, House of Representatives and the Senate, they would invite a clergyman from all the different faith groups to go ahead and deliver an invocation. That was the introduction to that particular session. So Rav Soloveitchik was very upset when the course of those invocations, even rabbis, Orthodox rabbis would come, and they would create their own prayers. And he couldn't understand why they did that. Why don't they simply turn to Ne'im Zmiras Yisrael, David HaMelech, Sefer Tehillim, and cite a parak from Tehillim, a two-program, a three-program, whatever is necessary, whatever is called for, as opposed to what he called, that was his lashon, the graphomania. Kach shamati mipiv lashono. I heard this in the 70s. The graphomania of invocations. People thought they were going to be mechadish. Ein beis medesh below chiddish. Ein congress below chiddish. Ein knesset below chiddish. That's for sure. That's all it is chiddish. Chiddish often of churban. But one of the cases, so that was exactly his position on the matter. So he was not in favor, especially in light of the fact Gemara says in Brachis, that Anshei Sagdola, they were the ones who were masaking. They were misakin. All the tikkunim of brachas were essentially kedushos, habdolos, filos, and the like. All beruach hakodesh. Rashi says many times in Shas, Sanctus Hagdola, 120 people, ubenem kamen neviim. There were neviim among them, so everything was done with divrei nevuah, beruach nevuah, and therefore us to go ahead and think that we're going to deliver invocations that are of original nature and become creative and the like. He felt it was absolutely inappropriate from every perspective. I remember that when the Birnbaum Siddur was published. I don't know if you remember the Birnbaum Siddur. Anyone here remember the Birnbaum Siddur? That blue Siddur. Right, that blue Siddur, which I thought was literally God's gift to humanity. Well, you had the translation, and actually they provided some sort of direction. Maybe Rabbi, you remember. Birnbaum Siddur was used by many Orthodox synagogues. Our celebration, what was he upset about? What was that? I can't hear. I didn't daven with the Birnbaum Siddur. I daven with the Tikkun Meir, a similar kind of Siddur, for the last many decades of my life, including when I was 5 years old. The Rav in my shul did not allow the Birnbaum Siddur in the shul. I won't get into that right now. But anyway, the Rav was very opposed to the Birnbaum Siddur. What bothered him? What could bother about the Birnbaum Siddur? I understand there was another Siddur, which consists of two words. It starts with a resh, ends with a yod. There the Rav he went out of field day against that Siddur. But that Siddur was a different story. What was he upset about the Birnbaum Siddur? That he had removed all the piyutim. Now, in the back of the old Sidurim, Rav Soloveitchik could not get past that. He loved all those piyutim. Now, did he actually say them in davening? Of course not. Against Mishnayis and Brachis, against the Netziv, against all kinds of tshuvas, of Rav Chaim Brisker and the like. Basically, Mokum Shalom al-Harech, Rasher the Katzah, Rasher al-Arech, Vachogis HaVishenim, what the Pshat and those Mishnayis are. But Rav Soloveitchik and the Netziv is a long tshuva, so he would say it, the piyutim, maybe after davening. But he held without piyutim, those piyutim captured the Kedushas Hayom of the day. And to go ahead and who gave him me? He said, "Me somcha the ish savish shayvet aleinu halo geni atomer." That's the pasuk he quoted. Kach shavati mipiv kodesh. You're trying to kill me by taking out all the piyutim. Imagine what he would say today. Not just Birnbaum, Otzgold, the whole business, everyone. He would have issues with Otzgold as well in Shum Safek. His argument was that each piyut is invaluable and expresses some of the Kedush Sayom, some of the sanctity of the day, and to remove it is really is an act which is, he felt was absolutely beyond beyond the repair. It was something that's inappropriate completely. Okay, but now the question is, what does he do with the Nachem and the reality of Nachem, etc., etc.? And as I said, there are many, many modern-day tshuvas that speak about the matter, and Brother Rav Soloveitchik essentially was opposed to it on two grounds. I'll just mention another issue which is also raised. Also, Rav Soloveitchik raised this issue in the Ila. I know, I assume you are familiar with the Ila. I should have actually written down the language, if I recall correctly. Eskro Elokim Be'amoya, Birosi Kol'ir Altila Benuya, V'ir Elokim Mushpeles Achol Tachtia, U'v'chol Zos Anu L'ka, Be'nin L'ka. I mean, that's the Lashon of the... So that is also considered to be, by many, very problematic. How could you say... how do you spell it? Eskro Elokim Be'amoya. When I remember this Hashem, I start moaning. Be'amoya. That's a good question, how to translate that word. Birosi Kolir Atila Benuya. I see every city, each town is built on its site. V'ir Elokim, referring to Yushalayim, Mushpeles Atshol Tachtiya. Wow. Down to the grave. They said, what? Gevakuk. Afshod Yushalayim. What?
Arabai.
It's all good. So that's Rav Soloveitchik. We're going to get to that in a moment. But that's also one of the areas that he was upset with, and another area that they were upset with, not he. What's the Lashon in the Ne'ilah? There it says, Hayom Yifne, Hashem Eshyava Yifne, Novo Ashiarecha. I assume you remember that. So here, the Mishnah Berurah already is the one who discussed this issue. There's a Mishnah Berurah on this. The Mishnah Berurah actually has a comment on that Lashon, that reflects, that language, that line reflects the preference on the part of the Halacha, that Ne'ilah is recited when the sun is still visible above the treetops. That's how Mishnah Berurah quotes, actually, La Locha in Shulchan Aruch HaChaim. So the Mishnah Berurah says that in the event, let's say, Ne'ilah starts late. Ne'ilah is always an issue. I don't know. Here, everything, Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of Yeki Gaboyim. They're very Yeki-like, Baruch Hashem. And therefore, they're very Meduktok and very Meduyok, and they spend all their days and nights, they don't sleep, Bechlam. They're just 24-7. They're trying to figure out their proper Zmanim. I don't know how they do these things. Unbelievable. And everyone here comes to look at Dr. Stern's Luach Kalayom Ka'alayla to check on them, to see if they're, how meduyak they are, how meductic they are. They're down to the second, not down to the second. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah said, let's say Ne'ilah starts a bit late, so then you're going to say this phrase after Shkia. So then, of course, said the Mishnah Berurah that you have to make sure that this phrase is said before Shkia. Otherwise, the Shaila of Dovish Kol. Hazeh Shtei Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah brings out the halacha. Got to be careful about David Shkorim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what should you do in case you see that that's the matzav? Mishnah Berurah says, change the words to the past tense. Correct. Hayom pono. The sun set. The sun declined. The sun went down. This way it should be a David Shkorim. Really plain. Mishnah Berurah. Klo Mishnah Berurah. I learned Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim, Hilchas Yom Kippur, I learned Mishnah Berurah many, many times. And that's what he writes there. So this is all part of the same issue with the Nachim. So now we're back to the Nachem, so it would seem to be a basis to adjust the Nachem to present-day reality, and that's what many of these Gedolei Yisrael argued, and the argument is, as I said, not a simple argument, and unquestionably, there's some, I'll give you maybe one other example that comes to my mind. I remember I was once with Rav Soloveitchik in Boston, and some guy decided to go and sing Shema Yisrael. In the Kedusha, he sang Shema Yisrael, and he sang it twice. The Rav Meshug Gavon, the Rav went nuts on the spot. Hey, Mishma Shema, Mishaskin also. We're talking about in the Kedusha, like sometimes on Shabbos they sing it. This guy decided to sing it, and he sang Shema Yisrael. Then he sang it again because he was so enraptured by the Niggun, and the Rav shut him down. They told me afterwards the Rav wanted to remove him from the spot from the Omid at that point because he went against the Mishnah. Well, if it's the same thing by Meidim. Meidim, Mishaskin, I say. They're the same halacha. So if you sing Meidim twice, so people like to sing, sometimes forget themselves. And they sing this twice in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So that is something which is inappropriate. And the Mishnah says, Klor, Meidim, Mishaskin, I say. You remove him. You remove the Shechsim from the Omid. That's a Klor halacha, Shechon halacha. It's a Mishnah. A A clear din in Shulchan Aruch. Anyway, let's go back to Nachi. So Rav Soloveitchik had a whole Shtickel Torah. I won't have time for the Shtickel Torah at all. So the whole Shtickel Torah will be a half hour. I don't think you'll permit me to go on for a half hour. He had a diuk, but his issue was that Dr. Mezenke Shlita said a moment ago, and his issue was the following. It is true that Yerushalayim physically is banui, mishuchlal, no question about it. But spiritually, Yerushalayim is still bezuya, chareba, v'shomema. As long as mentioned by Dr. Mezenkis, we read the pasuk last night in Megillah Seicha, namely, Shu'alim Hilchubo. They're right there. They're right there. The Shlang and the Fell. They're right on the Ha'abayis. You know who I'm referring to. Dear cousins. B'kitzer, Shu'alim Hilchubo. And therefore, as long as you don't have the Makom HaMikdash and the Beis HaMikdash, is not B'shechula, B'shleim Musa. So then, Rav Soloveitchik felt that the Nachim is still correct. Bzuya, Chareva, Shomemas. We're talking about the spiritual Yerushalayim. We're not talking about the physical Yerushalayim. It's true, the physical Yerushalayim clearly is beautifully built, and Hashem should continue to give us bracha. We should continue to build Yerushalayim and flourish with yeshivas and kol Torah and all that. But as far as the spiritual aspect of Yerushalayim, and he brought many, many rayas. And he said on this, I heard him say at least two or three shurim on the topic. Rayas from Maseches Brachas, rayas from three Rambams, rayas from Pirush HaMishnayos in the Rambam, rayas from Mishnayim, all kinds of rayas Rav Soloveitchik brought to this yesod, that it has to be completely meshuchal in the spiritual sense, otherwise it's still unfortunately b'zuyah v'chavir v'shamema. Halavai we should be zeicher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Menachem Tzion, and Bami Yerushalayim, and Yos Hashem, Herb Yomeinu, Amen V'Yomein. Okay, this is another half hour, but to make a minute, so you'll look in some deus b'shas atrak, you can do so. B'shas atrak. But really, you should wait till tomorrow morning to go ahead and do everything. That's a simple answer. It requires a lot more arichos, but that's the basic answer.